listeners, and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle A.
One of the best parts of my 4 years preparing to become a deacon was my coursework in theology. My studies ranged from scripture to Christology to ecclesiology to moral theology. And yet the greatest lesson came at the end of my studies when one of my advisors, Father Dave Pettengill, gave the following advice. I know your courses have taught you a great deal, but in order to be an effective minister, you need to do more. You need to read literature, stories about the complexity of people's lives. Go to the theater, experience drama, music, and the arts. Read Dostoevsky and Shakespeare. Listen to jazz and the blues. You can even read People magazine, all so you can digest stories about the twists and turns of people's lives. And when you do that, you can better appreciate stories of human frailty and imperfection. And then you'll be on the road to being a good deacon and a good servant of others. There are a couple of lines from a song by Leonard Cohen called Anthem that echo Father Dave's advice. They go like this. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Today's gospel picks up where we left off last Sunday, and it's probably one of the most helpful and consoling New Testament stories. If you remember, Jesus, the master storyteller, has pushed off in a boat, enabling a large crowd to hear him. He told parables that describe the kingdom of God. It was like a sower of good seed whose field yields both wheat and weeds. It's like a mustard seed, and it's like yeast. Well, what's the story behind these stories, and what relevance do they have for us today? To put the gospel into some historical perspective, Matthew was very concerned about the unity of the Christian community. Who were the weeds in the minds of Matthew's Christians? They were the Gentiles who were infiltrating with their corrosive influence, like pesky, pungent mustard seed that spreads uncontrollably into well-ordered and defined Jewish fields. The weeds were, in some cases, former persecutors of the disciples and sinners of every variety. Many of the early Christians believed fervently that such outsiders should be kicked out and others shouldn't be allowed in. Does today's gospel story have a familiar ring to it? For me, this story of insiders and outsiders is especially poignant amid the humanitarian crisis that's taking place this very time on our borders. Immigration is a complex topic, and there are no simple solutions. And often it can lend itself to platitudinous talk and to a lot of demagoguery. But we as Christians are called upon in a special way to focus on the plight of the poor and the vulnerable, not only in our society, but the poor in our global society. And not that it matters, but it's a perverse fact that most of those who are crossing into the U.S. from Mexico and Central America are Catholic. In the gospel, Matthew doesn't envision a church that's an exclusionary organization, but rather as an inclusive community, one guided by the Holy Spirit and the lessons of these parables. This was a radical idea for a growing church community. The evildoers and the virtuous, the weeds and the wheat, together. The great St. Augustine used to refer to these very parables to argue that the heretics and the lapsed should not be cut off from the church. These parables remind us that God's love encompasses all and reaches out to everyone, and especially those on the fringes, those who are broken. It urges us to let God do most of the judging in God's good time. Who are those on the fringes in our church today? According to the Pew Research Center, 1/3 of all American adults raised Catholic no longer describe themselves as Catholics. And 10% of all Catholics are former Catholics. That's 30 million Americans who are former Catholics. Now, I share these statistics neither to bash the church nor to rant about the evils of relativism or personal irresponsibility. No, these statistics are an opportunity to take to heart today's gospel message in the here and now. And here's the point of the parables. God's love reaches all of us, those at the center and those on the fringes. That's us, you, me, them, including our brothers and sisters on the left who think that the church is moving at a glacial pace, and those on the right who may think that the church has moved too fast altogether. Finally, today's gospel stories teach us this. We are all wheat and weeds. You can't have one without the other. We're all the sum total of our deeper secrets and our most glorious triumphs. Christ knows that and instructs us to let the good and bad grow together and to understand that we're all children of God and that God's love is unconditional. God takes our weeds, our wheat, our faults, our imperfections, and fills them with God's grace and holiness. As St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans today, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness. The key is to be attentive to that work of the Holy Spirit that we can cultivate in prayer and in our relationships. As I said in the beginning, this is indeed a gospel story filled with good news that reminds us of a love and consoles us when we're lost in the weeds, a love that accepts us as we are. God doesn't love us for what we do and don't do. God loves us because God created us to be in relationship with Him. So this afternoon, may each of us discover God's desire to be in relationship with us. And may we never forget, no matter what, that you and I are cherished children of our God, a God who is indeed pure love.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.